The show made for moms and families. It's Channel Mom.
Moms should get more credit. Back when I became a mom, I realized people thought my former career in TV news was more important than my motherhood. But that's backward, because moms are raising that next generation, and the world depends on us to do it well. So moms, this is your time to sit back, relax, and let Channel Mom cheer you on and equip you in your job as a mom, because you're doing some of the most important work on the planet.
Channel Mom, we encourage moms. Now, here's your host, Jenny Dean Schmidt.
Hey, welcome. So glad you're here. I am Jenny, and this is Channel Mom, where we do encourage you as a mom because you have amazing value on this planet, even when the world forgets about it and people forget to thank you. I'm here to thank you and help you, and I hope this show is a blessing to you. It's kind of a big show in a lot of ways. Our topic for today is huge for women because, frankly, most women struggle with how they look, how their body looks, how they're aging, all of it. In fact, a whopping 75% of women polled have said they have concerns about their body shape that affects their happiness day in and day out. Even Taylor Swift has talked about this. We've got a little comment from Taylor, a little audio clip. This is why we're going to get help for you today. She's a popular podcaster of Compared to Who? And now she's got a new book called The 40-Day Body Image Workbook to help us change how we look at ourselves so critically almost every single day. Heather Creekmore is in the house coming up on Channel Mom. Moms are a big deal, but sometimes the world forgets. That's why Channel Mom Media and Outreach is here. We exist to love, coach, and encourage every mom, whether she's struggling with parenting, single motherhood, homelessness, or locked in prison. On the radio and social media, Channel Mom works to remind each mom of her importance and give her the latest and best advice. We also reach out to moms with our hands and feet, helping homeless and incarcerated moms, as well as moms in the country and mothers in the city. You can join our work by praying for us, volunteering, or giving at channelmom.org.
Colorado has no restrictions on abortion, and abortion pills are being delivered through the mail. But there's hope. Alternatives Pregnancy Center is a trusted name in life-affirming care and supports those who feel like abortion is their only choice through advocacy, resources, and mentoring. Alternatives forges a path of hope because every woman deserves access to health care without economic barriers. You can help guarantee that Alternatives continues to provide free, life-saving medical and counseling service by giving $10 a month at youhavealternatives.org.
Channel Mom with Jenny Dean Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Man, I hope you're here for a reason today. I hope this show and the topic is exactly what you need today as a woman, as a mom. I do want to remind you, please check out our friends, please, 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 at youhavealternatives.org. They do such amazing work with women who are pregnant, with the men who are alongside them. It's just incredible. You got to check them out. youhavealternatives.org. And then this is a time for my mom market shout out, where I talk to the people from across the country, the mothers and families from across the country who listen to us. And today I want to thank our radio affiliates from all across the nation for being part of the Channel Mom family. And I want to thank every precious mom and dad and family who has listened to us in those places all across the country, from Oregon to New Jersey and in between. I say this because we have decided to move on. Channel Mom is going to focus on growing our podcast and also our outreach to moms in prison and to single moms. So we will no longer be on syndicated radio across the country. We will stay on in Denver and Colorado Springs for now, but not in syndication. But here's the good news for you. You can still listen to us. No worries. We would love to have you continue to listen to Channel Mom on podcast. We are on most podcast platforms, truly. Even if you're 90 years old, you can listen to podcasts. It's a thing. And I'm not saying any kind of, I'm sure there are 90-year-olds that listen to podcasts. It took me a while at my age to get tuned into podcasts. So find us on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, iHeart, Podbean, other platforms. Just search for Channel Mom, and you can still listen to our same encouraging shows for moms with terrific guests every week to lift you up in your mothering, which is so, so important. So we'd be honored to have you join our podcast audience, please. Okay, Big shout out to producer Jim. Thank you, Jim, for all you do and what excellent work you do for Channel Mom. I don't want to forget to thank you at the end of the show. That's why I do it at the beginning now. Also, I have a big announcement. I'm going to be speaking in Florida. I'm going to tell folks about that coming up. But I do want to get to our guest. Also, a shout out to our moms who are able to listen in prison. I'm so grateful that we have the privilege of going in and speaking to moms in prison. We teach a class. We reunite moms with their kids. Look, these women have committed crimes. We don't overlook that. But their children need them. And their children are going to follow them into prison if we don't interrupt with a message of hope that's based on the Bible, and we re-engage these mamas with their children. So if you want to support our prison outreach, we'd love to have you do that. Just check us out at channelmom.org. All right. Heather Creekmore, oh my goodness, this dear and darling woman. She is a podcaster. She's a body image coach. She speaks to thousands of women each week over her podcast. She's also been featured on Fox News and HuffPost and Morning Dose. I mean, and a lot of other places as well. She was a contestant on Nailed It, the hit Netflix Bake Fails show. I'm not a big baker. I guess I need to tune in to that show. Heather and her Marine fighter pilot turned pastor husband, Eric, have four kids, which is maybe one of the most important things about Heather. She lives in Austin, Texas, and you can learn more about her in improvebodyimage.com. Plus, she's got a brand new book, and that's why she's here today. The 40-Day Body Image Workbook, Hope for Christian Women Who've Tried Everything. And you know what, by the way, women who are not Christians can benefit from this book. Well, but welcome to Channel Mom, Heather Creekmore.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jenny. It's great to be with you.
Thank you. Thank you for saying so. All right, let's just start out with this. I live in the mountains, and I saw a deer, a big deer. Some people might even call it a hefty deer, walking across the road today outside my home. And I thought to myself, you know, she doesn't worry about her body image. So my question to you is, why do women, oh, precious women, and girls, billions probably, worry so much and feel so critical of the way that they look?
Wow, that's a million-dollar question,
it
right?
Is.
But
it
I
is.
Think we want I think we want to feel valuable. You know, I think God put it within our hearts, this desire to feel loved and to feel seen. And we believe in the culture we live in that the way to do that is to achieve a certain look, achieve a certain body type, a certain body size. And we believe really what the marketers are selling us, right, Jenny? That if you can get that look, get that size, get the clothes, whatever it is, then you will be loved. You will be seen. And really, we kind of make it, you know, take it even further than that. And maybe all your dreams will come true. So there's a lot riding on us getting the right look and looking in a way that we feel will gain us acceptance. But the challenge for us as Christians is that's not really the path to acceptance.
Yeah. Yeah. In the book Captivating, John and Stacey Eldridge, they mm-hmm. once talked yeah. about how men get their value from feeling capable. Like they can yep. get the job done, and women get their value from feeling lovely and feeling beautiful.
Yeah.
And that,
yeah.
by the way, not the only place to get your value. But I think as an aging woman, like I'm entering the grandma stage, even though my kids haven't given me grandchildren yet. I'm entering that stage, and I think, man, you know, I go to church and I think of all these older women, and I kind of see them kind of, not all of them, but some of them kind of hiding in the shadows because they feel like they no longer have value because they don't look the way that we're supposed to look in our culture young. And I feel that way sometimes. And then there are women who are constantly feeling bad about their weight. And I want to make a point, and then we're going to come back to you on that. It doesn't matter what you weigh or how you look. Even if you're gorgeous, you can still worry about it. And you actually cite it in your book, and your book is called The 40-Day Body Image Workbook. You cite Taylor Swift saying, and every, you know, people think she's an icon and an image of beauty and success and slenderness and youth and all of it, right? And she says, I wish I didn't feel like there's a better version of me out there. I feel that way all the time. So I went to look for some sound from Taylor where she's expanding on this and expanding on how she's got a, you know, body image that she struggles with, and she's had an eating disorder. So here is Taylor Swift.
It's not good for me to see pictures of myself every day because I have a tendency, and it's only happened a few times, and I'm not in any way proud of it, but I tend to get triggered by something, whether it's a picture of me where I feel like I looked like my tummy was too big, or like someone said that I looked pregnant or something, and that'll just trigger me to just starve a little bit, just stop eating. You don't ever say to yourself, like, I've got an eating disorder, but you know you're like making a list of everything you put in your mouth that day, and you know that's probably not right. But then again, there's so many diet blogs that tell you that's what you should do.
Oh my gosh, I want to cry. I just want to cry because I have a young daughter. She's 21. She looks fantastic, but she's very critical of her body. I'm not somebody who's a large woman, but I'm still critical of myself. Taylor was talking about her tummy, and there are certainly days I think, oh my goodness, I have a pooch. And I'm super critical of myself. And I know millions and millions of women struggle with how they look. So tell us, you're a body image coach. You know what's going on here. What kind of is at the root of women? I mean, I know it's that they want to feel beautiful, but what goes on there that we feel so bad about ourselves?
Yeah, so what I like to talk about is the body image or the beauty idol. And it's the one answer, Jenny, that I never like expected to find in my own body image struggles, because I was raised in a Christian home. Like, I knew the Bible. I knew I was fearfully and wonderfully made. And I had, you know, tried to chant that in the mirror. I remembered that God looked at my heart, not my gene size. And, you know, I try to kind of use all those Bible verses and all the Bible knowledge to pep myself up out of it. And it just never worked for me. And it wasn't until God showed me that I had really made my body and beauty an idol that I was able to get unstuck, that I was able to see that I was not just believing the lies of the world around me, that beauty would give me everything I desired, but I was believing the specific lie that if I could be more like my ideal self, then I would be saved. I would feel peace and joy and love and all the things. And, you know, I knew I had my God and Jesus salvation tied up, right? Like, I said the sinner's prayer. I was set. But if I'm honest, what I believed would save me here on this earth was a better, more beautiful body. And in that way, it became a false savior, a false God. And what I like to say is our ideals, they become our idols. And then we chase them thinking satisfaction and joy and peace and rest and all that we crave will be there. And it's not. They just keep us chasing. And that's why we see people like Taylor Swift, people that you think, well, they're already beautiful. Why would they need to do anything else? That's why we all struggle, because the idol lies to us.
Yeah. And you know what? We're also setting an example for our children. And I grew up around somebody who was anorexic. And so I purposely have not owned a school. Yes, I've never owned a school. A scale. I purposely did not own a scale because I didn't want my kids to be tied to a number, especially my daughter. And so I just want moms to remember today, not only are you beating yourselves up, but you're maybe leading the way for your children to beat themselves up. And I'm not beating you up today, by the way, if you beat yourself up. That's not where we're going. We're trying to say Heather is here. And by the way, you are a beautiful woman, Heather. And so it makes me sad that you have also beat yourself up like a lot of us. And so I think what are some of the keys she can give us today? I know you point out the con of the diet culture, the con of the religion culture, and frankly, the con of the beauty culture. I was just looking about something about how you'll feel better about yourself if your neck is less wrinkly. It was a whole big commercial about fixing your neck. And I thought, oh my goodness. So, and by the way, I don't feel good about my neck, just so everybody knows. But I want you to just, I know you've studied this, Heather, and I know you've got some answers in your book. So first tell women about the con of it all, like what they've been convinced. And then we're going to go to how to have a healthier relationship with your body and diet and exercise. But first, what's the con of it all?
Yeah, well, the best illustration for the con is from my life. I remember in 1992, you couldn't have paid me to eat an avocado, but I ate plain bagels and I sprayed butter on them. And it wasn't really butter. It was chemicals that tasted like butter, right? But I would not have eaten butter because butter was high in what? Fat.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1992, we didn't eat fat because fat would make you fat, right?
Right, right.
Fast forward to 2012, when I'm standing in my kitchen with a jar of coconut oil and a mound of nuts and a whole stick of butter, trying to make something called a fat bomb because fat was going to make me skinny. It's like, stop the insanity. Like, yeah. Wait, bread is good, bread is bad. Eggs are good, eggs are bad. I eat carbs. Like, we've been on this wild ride around the way we eat and the way we exercise. And, you know, like, every aspect of what we've been told is quote-unquote healthy tends to change at some point over the seasons, over the years, over the decades.
Yeah.
And so I think it's time for us to kind of dial it back. Like, if we're chasing all these things that culture says are quote unquote good for us, what are we really chasing? Like, what are we really looking for in that, right? Well, we're looking for freedom, right? No one goes on a diet so they can be on a diet for the rest of their life. You go on a diet hoping that at the end of 3 months, 6 months, whatever time period, you won't have to diet anymore. You'll be free to just eat what you want.
Yeah.
But it never works that way, right? And so, you know, it is a con because it's always changing. And I would say that in some ways, like, not to be conspiratorial, Jenny, but like the people who are showing us these things and trying to, you know, help encourage us towards, I'm going to use this in air quotes, health, are also just trying to sell something and make a buck.
Yeah. And what is it? Is it 70 billion? 70 billion a year,
right?
Spent on diets?
Oh, I think it's even more than that now. Yeah. That number is in my book, but I think the number changes so frequently and it keeps getting higher.
Yeah,
like, we're all in and we're buying in.
Yeah, they're making money. They're making money on making us feel bad about ourselves. So I want to get to some solutions because you've got some fabulous ones in your book. And that's why it's called the 40-Day Body Image Workbook. You're going to work women through this. You do say there's hope for Christian women who've tried everything. And I would say hope for all women who've tried everything. And because I think a lot of women have a vague faith in God and they should know that there's a better way through God. That God has a much different message to us about eating and exercise. So I want how we should feel about ourselves. So I want you to get to that stuff about how a woman, you call it, you talk about being kind to our bodies. How does a woman make that mental shift of feeling differently about her body and also having value in herself and following a path that God says is the healthy path when it comes to eating and exercise?
Right. Well, I think too often we think we can shame ourselves into getting better. We can shame ourselves into eating differently and exercising differently. And we think at the end of all that shame, we're going to feel better about ourselves.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
No.
We just feel more shame. So I think it's time to stop and really shut up all the condemnation. Most of the women I work with have been hearing lies about themselves, their bodies, their worth, since elementary or middle school. And I work with a lot of women in their 50s and their 60s. So we're talking about 5 or 6 decades of hearing shameful thoughts, believing lies from the enemy about who they are and what they're worth.
Yeah.
And they're all connected to their body and the way that it looks. And, you know, and the difficult thing to reconcile, and you and I were talking about aging a little bit before we pressed record here, but, you know, we think we will age out of this. Right? We think when we're 20, well, like, probably when I'm old, I'm not going to worry about it.
Right? Yeah.
I thought after I have kids, I won't worry about it because I'll already be married and you know, everything will be good then. And it's like, no, it just got worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on here? And so I think the answer for us is to take a deep breath and remember that our value, we need to find our definition, what defines us in the Word and not in the world. Right. And so all these lies, all these voices of shame, all the condemnation coming at us, we have to tell ourselves and remind ourselves that this isn't from the Lord. That if Jesus was standing next to me, that's not how he would speak to me. So why am I speaking to myself in this way. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, we talk a lot in our culture about my truth, right? That's kind of a buzzword.
Yeah.
But when it comes to our body image issues, a lot of us, even Christian women, we live by my truth instead of God's truth. So my truth is my body doesn't look the way I want it to look. You know, I wish I wore this size. I wish I, you know, had this feature. But God's truth is he knew exactly what he was doing when he made my body. He made my body on purpose for his purpose. He designed me physically, perfectly to do what he has for me to do on this planet.
Yeah.
And he's not shocked that I don't look like a supermodel. You know, he's not disappointed by that. He still has something for me to do. And beyond like using my gifts and, you know, some sort of like specific purpose, I can love God and I can love others, which is my main mission,
yeah,
no matter what my body looks like.
Amen.
Whether I like the way my body looks or not, I can still do what he's called me to do.
The truth. And you're a mama of four. And I want to remind women that we do go to that place where we look at our exterior. And if Jesus were standing next to us, watching us mother, watching us grandmother, watching us love well, watching us sacrifice, watching us teach good lessons to children, he would show us the value in that, no matter what we're feeling about how we look.
Right.
It's like, oh, daughter,
right,
look at the way you're loving. Look at the way you're teaching and forgiving and blessing. Moms are immensely important beyond the way they look. And their children love them no matter what. So I thank you for reminding mothers of their value. And it's not just like, it's about the inside, not the out. It's so much more than that. And you're right. We have to remember what Jesus would be saying to us. So I want you to get a few more messages out today. And what do you want women and their children to know about how they should approach their bodies and their health? Because I think somebody's going to argue today, well, somebody can't be obese and not be working on this. They should have a bad body image. Like, how do we balance how we're feeling about ourselves and our value in God, but also health?
Yeah, but right back to with that question, what would Jesus say if he was beside you? Like, the definition of health is so fishy, right? Like, we don't have a Bible verse that says, thou shalt not emotionally eat. Instead, we have illustrations through scripture of them feasting for days. Guess what? They probably aren't hungry by day two or three.
Yeah.
They're emotionally eating out of celebration. And when we get to heaven, God's going to throw us a feast. And I don't think it's going to be just lettuce, hold the dressing.
Yeah, right.
And we won't even need to eat then. So I think a lot of the messaging around health and food has gotten really distorted and way far away from what God intended our relationship with food to be. It's just food.
Right.
And it nourishes our bodies. And I think we've uber focused on it for so long that we've kind of lost touch with the other aspects of our health. Because I know for me personally, if I'm so focused on my food, I'm probably not doing a good job with my mental health. And I know from being on many diets, I'm not a great wife or a great mom when I'm hungry or hangry or dieting, not getting enough calories, right? Like, so there's other aspects to health beyond just what we eat and how we move. And we can't dismiss that.
That's so good. I remember a time where I had lost like 5 pounds or something, or 10 pounds. And I said something to my husband and I was like, don't you think I look better or something? It doesn't, whatever. And he goes, I actually liked you better the other way. And I was like, why? And he goes, you were more fun and you weren't uptight. And so I realized that 5 or 10 pounds, it just doesn't matter. And especially to my precious husband. And I was like, yay. You know, I good for that man that was his response. And he was looking more at the personality and the stress. And you know what I'm saying? So I want you to have a last word and then tell people how to find the book, because we only got about 2 minutes here. So give that last inspiring message to a mom about her body image and what you're trying to get at in your 40-day body image workbook, Heather. And then tell us how to find your book and you.
Yes. Well, my encouragement would be, the voice you're hearing right now is saying it wouldn't work for me. Nothing else has worked for me. I've struggled with this for years or decades. Nothing works. There's no hope for me. And that's just a lie from the enemy. Mm-hmm. There is freedom in Christ available, even in this struggle, no matter what size you're wearing, no matter what you hate about your body. Like, there is great hope in Christ to be free, and he wants you to be free. So you can connect with me at Improved Body
bodyimage.com. You can grab my book, The 40-Day Body Image Workbook. It's really everywhere books are sold, Amazon, Baker Book House, Walmart.com, Target.com, all the places.
Beautiful. Heather, what a blessing you are. Thank you. So many women need to hear this. And some kids too. So God bless you for the message you're spreading. I hope it's a relief and a blessing and that women can be reminded of their value because of this message. So thank you, Heather Creekmore, for being on Channel Mom.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Take care. All right. This is the time in the show where I thank you and do remind you that your value goes beyond your exterior and that God has given you one of the most important assignments on the planet to be a mom who loves and teaches and gives and serves and blesses and a grandmother as well. So thank you for all you do as a mama. You're immensely valuable. I'm so grateful for moms across the country. And I do want to let you know that I'm going to be speaking at the D6 conference, which touches on parenting and church issues. It's a ministry. It's the D6 Parenting Conference Southeast in Orlando, Florida, April 2nd through the 4th. I'd love to have you check it out, D6 Parenting. So here we go. Remember, we're going off syndication, but you can find us on podcast at Channel Mom, wherever you look for a podcast. I'd be blessed if you'd become part of our podcast family. And I'm so grateful for you guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you to my own family. Thank you to producer Jim. God bless you guys. Have a beautiful weekend. If Channel Mom Radio and podcasts give your mom life a boost of encouragement, would you consider supporting us? In order to keep our broadcasts on the air and serve moms and kids on the ground, we need help from listeners like you.
You can support us through a one-time donation or by signing up to be a monthly partner at an amount of your choice. Just go to channelmom.org and click donate at the top of the page. New monthly donors will receive a special gift package in the mail. While research shows moms are undervalued and families are struggling to stay together, Channel Mom works to lift up motherhood and add value to your family. We depend on donors like you to provide outreach to at-risk moms in prison and homeless shelters or dealing with single motherhood. Our life-changing programs are over capacity, so your donation will help us serve more moms and kids. Be a part of the change you want to see for mothers and families. Visit channelmom.org and click donate. We thank you for your generous support, and may God bless you for coming alongside Channel Mom.